this is what I'm told. I was raised Presbyterian by my dad, you know. The old mm-hmm. heart knows way. The Lord takes care of those who help themselves, and mm-hmm. and that was the old thinking.
It's good value.
Yeah, well, you know, be self-reliant and responsible mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. so I probably put it on my kids a little too hard also.
Now, in the Presbyterian Church, your pastor is called what?
Minister, pastor. He's not a priest like in the Episcopal Church. Minister, pastor.
I don't know if he used to be a priest in the Episcopalian Church or not, because I seem to remember we had ministers, and then all of a sudden it was priest, and I thought, oh, that's awfully Catholic.
Yeah, well, I've always said the Episcopals are nearer to the Catholic Church than anything else, but...
Yeah, we are, in fact.
I call him John, or boss, maybe sometimes,
boss.
You know, because I'm around there a lot. I'm in charge, I'm on the property committee, which, as an architect, that's what I'm always going to do.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot of work down there in the last few years. Had a little inflow of cash, although we're not a rich church. We're barely making it, but we had people left money, estates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been the one doing a lot of work down there. So since I'm retired, that's kind of one other thing that I do. I wouldn't be doing it if I was busy,
mm-hmm.
you know, if
mm-hmm.
it worked.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
But as I said, it's kind of more casual to me. I don't pray. I don't, you know, when I have my committee meeting, we just sit there and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm talking to my building superintendent, my language is probably on the level of an army platoon or something.
Well, you have to fit the language to the situation, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I had a friend that only had one way of talking. He sure upset my wife's friends, but...
No.
I try to fit into the crowd I'm with, but I don't. My wife keeps nagging me, say, "You got to quit saying yeah." And I've done
oh, really?
It all my life, and it sounds terrible.
Well, where is your wife from?
Houston.
Hmm.
And she has somewhat of a draw, but she's also an English major. She was an English major, a graduate in English literature
mm-hmm.
at Rice. That's where I met her, and she nags me from time to time about my sloppy diction,
mm-hmm.
and it is bad. If I hear myself talking,
if I
listen to this thing, I'll probably be embarrassed to death.
No.
But I say, yeah, and, you know, I slur my words.
Yeah is okay for my generation.
Well,
we've been saying yeah all my life.
Well,
does she say y'all or?
No, she doesn't say y'all, and that's... y'all is singular and you all is plural, you know. That's and this friend of mine, Bob, said, "Y'all is a boat." But no, she doesn't say that. She speaks very good English, as opposed to a lot of people down there in that part of the country who do say y'all and they drop their R's. Their R's turn into H's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all here?
Yeah. Exactly. Now, besides the church, what organizations do you belong to?
That's it. I've never been a joiner in my life. I've never wanted to. In high school, I got asked to join these various clubs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the A Club, which was a letterman's club for sports.
Oh, huh.
I had to do that because I was proud of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and I was in the National Honor Society because I was smart until
mm-hmm.
I got to college.
And you went to Rice.
That's
impressive that you went to Rice.
Well, it shouldn't be really. It is. It would be now. I couldn't get in.
Hmm.
In those days, you got in based on your high school records.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I think,